From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Shane Goldmacher in the New York Times reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo opened a new bridge over the Hudson River last week, which was then shut down hours later. But the Cuomo administration offered the contractor building the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge enticements to get the bridge complete in time for the announcement, according to an internal document obtained by the newspaper. Engineers have kept the new bridge closed because they are worried about a, and I quote, potentially dangerous situation, end quote, with the neighboring old Tappan Zee Bridge. Republican candidate Mark Molinaro, running against Cuomo in November if Cuomo wins the primary September 13, said, and I quote, the bridge was open to meet Governor Cuomo's political timetable without regard to public safety, end quote. Cuomo denies complicity. Cuomo said at a news conference on September 9th, and I quote, we didn't make the decision on the opening of the new span. The contractor did, end quote. Cuomo said those accusing him of political motivation were, and I quote, nonsensical, end quote. Read the full story in the New York Times. David Lombardo reports in Capital Confidential that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announced endorsements for Democrats Jemani Williams and Zephyr Teachout September 10th. Sanders is backing Teachout's campaign for attorney general against three others and Williams' effort to win the party's nomination against Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Sanders said in a statement, and I quote, this Thursday, New York State voters can take us a major step forward by supporting all those candidates whom are prepared to transform the Democratic Party and fight for economic, social, racial, and environmental justice, end quote. Sean Patrick Maloney, a Congress member from District 18 in the Hudson Valley, Latia Tish James, who is currently serving her second term as public advocate for the City of New York, Lacia Eve, a lawyer and vice president for government affairs for Verizon for New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, are running against Teachout, a law professor and constitutional expert, in primary September 13th. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Rachel Silverstein reports at Capital Confidential that at least one Republican in Columbia County is voting for Democrat Antonio Delgado this November. John R. Doon, a former member of the state Senate, endorsed Antonio Delgado for Congress September 10th in New York's 19th congressional district. Doon said, and I quote, I'm proud to endorse Antonio Delgado for Congress here in New York 19. Our district needs a representative who will lead with integrity, listen to the concerns of the people, and put their needs before those of big corporations and special interests, end quote. As a Republican, Dunn was deputy majority leader and chair of the Judiciary, Environmental Protection, Insurance, and Prison Committees in Albany, and was assistant attorney general for civil rights at the U.S. Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. WAMC-FM and the campaign of Antonio Delgado gave in to the demands of Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, announcing an October 22nd debate between the two major candidates, also including a minor third-party nominee. Green Party candidate Steve Greenfeld, Rhinebeck-based Democrat Delgado, and Faso will be on a live debate on the radio station from 1 to 2:30 p.m. October 22nd at the Linda, WAMC's Performing Arts Studio in Albany. Previously, Delgado complained, and I quote, Faso will only debate on his own terms, just like he will only hold town halls on his own terms. He forgets that the job is not about him, it's about the people. This is yet another cynical dodge from an absentee congressman who has repeatedly refused to address the issues that are critical to the people of our district, end quote. In almost 2 years in office, Faso has not held a traditional town hall meeting and rarely announces any public appearances he makes. Delgado, meanwhile, held his first of 10 town hall meetings September 7th in Cairo in Greene County, planning one in each county in the district. Faso, for Congress, Communications Director Joe Girutt said in the Daily Freeman that the congressperson has, and I quote, committed to debates that include all candidates who are on the ballot, end quote. But independent Louisa Parker of Calicoon is not appearing at the WAMC debate. Previously, Faso and Delgado were at an environmental-themed candidate forum without the two other candidates. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.